SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, more kids, more of them Indigenous, to end up behind bars under proposed changes to the New South Wales youth bail laws. Labor says it's not too worried by Queensland by-election results, despite substantial swings towards the Liberal National Party in Inala and Ipswich West. And Russian President Vladimir Putin delivers his first speech following his win in the presidential elections. Legal advocates are describing a suite of new youth crime laws introduced by the New South Wales government as an unmitigated disaster. The new legislation will make it harder for young people to get bail and include a new post and post social media offence. Youth justice advocates say it will only make the problem worse and lead to more Indigenous children behind bars. Kali Warner, CEO of the Aboriginal Legal Service, says throwing more children in jail will lead to horrific outcomes for communities, families and those children, compounding abuse and trauma.
Tightening bail laws that are going to impact on so many kids across New South Wales is nothing more than a political stunt. Throwing our children in jail has never worked. This is going to be an unmitigated disaster for families, communities and the children involved.
A record number of students have been accepted into a medicine degree in Darwin, including a new high of Indigenous students. 39 people have started a medicine degree at Flinders University this year, most of whom are Territorians, and 10 of those are Indigenous. The program hopes to ensure locals from the Northern Territory are given the opportunity to study medicine without moving interstate. For First Nations woman Ebony Hill, it's a dream come true.
Just growing up as an Indigenous woman in the Northern Territory, I witnessed firsthand, you know, like the plight of health amongst my mob. So I was inspired by that to pursue a career in health.
I myself never wanted to live in a big city. So a lot of the medical schools across Australia are in big cities, which makes it a big barrier for a lot of people.
Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says the federal government is not too worried by the result of the Queensland by-elections and are more concerned about solving the issues Australians are facing in their daily lives. The by-elections showed massive swings by voters towards the Liberal National Party in the seats of Inala and Ipswich West, which Queensland Premier Stephen Miles called as very bad for the Labor Party. A Queensland state election is scheduled for October. Ms. Plibersek has told Channel 7 the government remains focused on solving cost of living issues for all Australians.
We know federally that the top of mind for most voters is the cost of living, and that's why we're focused on higher wages, a tax cut for 13.6 million Australians, cheaper childcare, more paid parental leave, more affordable housing, more Commonwealth rent assistance, electricity bill relief, free TAFE, all of those things that we're doing to try and help out with that cost of living.
Senators Jackie Lambie and David Pocock are calling for the government to remove the administrative burden from small businesses for paid parental leave. Currently, Services Australia pays employers for parental leave, which the employers then pay to employees. The crossbench senators want small businesses to be able to opt out of that system, having Services Australia make the payment directly to recipients. Senator Lambie says the PPL scheme is a burden on small businesses.
If small businesses not want to opt into this, they shouldn't have to. It's as simple as that. They do not want to administrate this. They shouldn't have to. So at least give them the choice. And if they do not, because they just do not believe that they have the time to do this, then seriously, put it back over to social services, because they're already doing most of this stuff anyway.
The government has committed $10 million towards supporting small businesses administer the paid parental leave scheme. A new campaign is set to make businesses take action against any potential workplace harassment. The Lead the Change campaign, launched today, aims to provide employers with the necessary tools to discourage sexual harassment and deal with incidents if they occur. Recent data published by violence prevention organization Our Watch revealed that 90% of people believed sexual harassment is a serious issue and needs to be dealt with. The data also showed that at least 40% of women have experienced harassment in their career, with 80% of the perpetrators being men. Newly elected Russian President Vladimir Putin says there were discussions to exchange former opposition leader Alexei Navalny with other imprisoned Russians from Western countries before his death. In his first speech following the presidential election results, Mr. Putin addressed the issue of Mr. Navalny's death, saying it was unfortunate. Mr. Navalny, who was Vladimir Putin's fiercest opponent, was killed in an Arctic prison, with some saying he had been wrongfully incarcerated. Mr. Putin says the main condition for Mr. Navalny's exchange was that he would never be allowed to return to Russia.
The person who spoke to me hadn't finished his sentence yet, and I said, I agree. But unfortunately, what happened is what happened. On one condition only, I said, we'll change it so he doesn't come back. Let him sit there. But things happen. There's nothing you can do about it.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says those remaining in Gaza are facing starvation and is calling for a ceasefire in the region. Ms. von der Leyen made the statements from Egypt after signing a strategic partnership deal with the country's president, Field Marshal Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Mr. al-Sisi says both Egypt and Europe have rejected an Israeli military operation in Rafah. Ms. von der Leyen says the global community must not accept the situation.
We are all extremely concerned about the war in Gaza and the unfolding catastrophic humanitarian situation. Gaza is facing famine, and we cannot accept this. It is critical to achieve an agreement on a ceasefire rapidly now that frees the hostages and allows more humanitarian aid to reach Gaza.
The Color Purple musical drama has continued its winning streak at the NAACP Awards, taking home the trophy for Outstanding Motion Picture. The NAACP Image Awards are presented by U.S.-based group the National Association of the Advancement of Colored People and highlights and honors the work of entertainers and writers of color. The historic win for The Color Purple comes after the original 1985 adaptation of the Alice Walker novel was met with controversy by many black-led organizations, including the NAACP. Ghost actress Danielle Pinnock says she's grateful for those who paved the way for her.
We would not be able to play all these roles without the people that paved the way for us, you know, and so all of those women, whether it's Kimberly Hebert, Retta, you know, for me in the comedy space, there are so many others. And so I'm just grateful that I get to reap what they sowed and also pave the way for those that are coming up behind me. And I'm also going to say Davine Joy Randolph, who just won the Oscar, my very dear friend. She is paving the way for so many of us right now. And it makes winning seem possible, finally, especially as a plus-size curvy woman.
And back home, the Weather Bureau says Northern Territory Tropical Cyclone Megan could develop into a Category 4 system, with those in flood watch zones receiving warnings to evacuate immediately. The Bureau of Meteorology says the weather system has intensified into a low-level Category 3, with a 20% chance of developing into Category 4 when it makes landfall. The cyclone is expected to cross the Northern Territory coast on Monday evening, but heavy rainfall and wind gusts could hit the Gulf of Carpentaria even earlier. Miriam Bradbury from the Bureau explains what the conditions could look like on Monday.
So the core of the cyclone is the centre of the system, and it's with the core, the centre of the system, that we associate the strongest and most destructive winds and usually the heaviest rainfall as well. So when that core approaches and crosses the coast, we are going to see the most dangerous conditions when those extremely strong winds and the heavy rainfall combine. So that is most likely from Monday when that crossing is imminent.
Thomas Ramos has landed a last gasp penalty to give France a dramatic 33-31 victory over England in Lyon and secure second place in the Six Nations Championship. The French finished behind Ireland, who had earlier retained the title with victory over Scotland. Ramos, who landed 7 out of 8 attempts at goal, split the post from the halfway line after England looked to have snatched a victory through a Tommy Freeman try. And now having a look at the weather around the country this Monday afternoon. Broome, partly cloudy, 32. Perth, sunny, 30 degrees. Adelaide, similar forecasts, 30 as well. Melbourne, sunny, 32. Hobart, mostly sunny, 28. Albury-Wodonga, sunny, 28. Canberra, a shower or 2, 24. Wollongong, showers, 23. Sydney, also showers, 26. Newcastle, similar conditions, 26 as well. Brisbane, a shower or 2, 29. Townsville, cloudy day, 29 degrees. Cairns, showers and 30 degrees. Alice Springs, mostly cloudy, 38. Darwin, a shower or 2 and possible storm and a top of 33 degrees. And the Torres Strait Islands, light rain, the top of 30 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.